This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump talked again in generalities last night about his philosophy on foreign affairs.
My job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America.
The president did say he supports NATO, but he said again that our allies have to meet their financial commitments to that organization. The president has talked in the past about cutting American funding to a lot of international organizations, funding on which they depend to survive. So what happens if that happens? Ashley Montite has that one.
Back in 1953, President Eisenhower addressed the United Nations General Assembly.
I know that the American people share my deep belief that if a danger exists in the world, it is a danger shared by all.
That was then. Today's president is more skeptical that the U.S. should take on other nations' problems. And over the years, plenty of people have come to see the U.N. as an unwieldy bureaucracy that doesn't always live up to its mission. John MacArthur is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. News came out in January that the administration might consider cutting as much as 40% of U.N. funding, though there's been no official decision. MacArthur says such a large cut could be disastrous, depending on which agencies saw their budgets slashed. He says take the World Food Programme.
The U.S. gives about 40% of the budget, so if you cut 40% by 40%, that would work out to roughly 12 million people a year not getting access to food support.
He says it's hard for Americans to see the benefits of the UN because they're largely invisible. He says the UN's many agencies help make the world safer by providing everything from poverty relief to vaccinations. And then there are UN peacekeeping troops stationed in trouble spots.
A lot of this is about investing in burden sharing with other parts of the world. And it's also about risk mitigation to avoid much worse conflagrations of conflict that would, you know, be much more painful for societies, both in the U.S. and around the world.
But Brett Schaefer of the Heritage Foundation says UN peacekeepers aren't necessarily good value for money. He points to reports last year that in South Sudan, UN troops refused to help as local fighters attacked and raped civilians. Former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon responded by firing the then commander of those peacekeepers.
Are we getting what we expect and should expect from those peacekeeping operations, considering the presence there and the expense that the international community is providing in order to support those operations?
He says it's no bad thing to check how U.S. funds are being used.
I think the United States should periodically do an assessment of contributions to international organizations to make sure that those contributions are getting value for U.S. taxpayer dollars.
Nathan Sheets agrees that's every administration's prerogative. He's a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Until recently, he was Undersecretary for International Affairs at the Treasury under President Obama. He says at the end of last year, the U.S. and many other countries pledged $75 billion to the World Bank's International Development Association. The idea is to help poor countries with things like healthcare, clean water, and teacher training. And now the new administration and Congress will have to evaluate that pledge and decide whether to follow through on the U.S. contribution.
And I see that as being an enormous decision. And probably in this space of the international financial institutions, the first real dollars and cents decision that the new administration will need to make.
Why should we care? He says if poorer countries struggle economically, political instability may increase, and their money woes lead to a more lethargic global economy.
Which means less sales abroad for U.S. firms and companies, potentially less employment in the United States, and slower growth here at home.
Sheet says we are all connected, whether we like it or not. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.